In this screencast, I'll show you how to improve perceived startup performance of a WPF application using the Manage Extensibility Framework and a splash screen. The concepts around improving WPF startup performance are not new. They're well documented in white papers on MSDN or the WPF documentation on MSDN.com, as well as in this Microsoft PDC session. If you are interested in WPF performance in general, including what I'm covering here, as well as a number of other topics, I strongly suggest you check out this session, microsoftpdc.com/sessions/CL11. The difference between what's described in this session around the concepts and what I'm doing in this screencast is that I'm actually using the Manage Extensibility Framework to implement the concept. So if you're not familiar with the Manage Extensibility Framework, I definitely suggest you go to mef.codeplex.com and have a look at sort of the primer information. In fact, if you're not familiar with MEF, I strongly suggest you just pause this video, take some time to do some MEF 101, and then come back and watch this video, because there's so much information out there on MEF and how to use MEF and what it's all about. I didn't want to spend a great amount of time explaining MEF in this session. All right, so if you scroll down and you really do need to learn a little bit about MEF before you get started, take a look at this section right here, and there's everything that you need to know. Learn about MEF gives you all the sort of the MEF 101. So the first thing that any good Windows application should do, in my opinion, is make sure that you have a splash screen. There's nothing worse to an end user than starting a program and sitting there and waiting and waiting and trying to figure out what is going on until the window pops up. And in fact, quite often end users will click applications multiple times because they think something's going on, but they don't see anything, so they question whether they actually launched the application. And before you know it, there are multiple instances of the application running, which is even more frustrating. Now, having to stare at a splash screen is frustrating as well, and hopefully this session will help you mitigate that frustration as well. You also have to remember that there are a number of factors beyond the developer's control which contribute to how fast an application starts up, right? It can be everything from the user just logged in, cold start versus warm start, end users doing, three things in the background, and therefore when your application launches, it's just going to take a lot longer before the main window shows. And so a lot of people will say, well, I've tested my application and it starts instantaneously, so I don't need a splash screen. Truth be told, there are a number of situations where end users put their computer in a state where your application won't start instantaneously and you do need a splash screen. So, as a general rule, just use it. And it's really easy in WPF, both in 3.5 SP1 and in 4.0, to use a splash screen. You simply add a new or existing item. You pick a PNG or a JPEG. Once it's in your project, you want to make sure that you set its build action to be a splash screen, and then you just have a splash screen for free. So if I control F5 this now, you'll see that my splash screen popped up, and in this case it was my application does actually load up instantaneously, and so if you blink, you missed my splash screen. But again, remember those scenarios where there's heavy load on the machine as it is, and it'll take a little bit longer for your main application to load, and so there are scenarios even in this blink of an eye where you will still want to make sure your splash screen is there, because the end user then knows that something's going on. All right, so the next thing that we want to tackle is this idea of it takes forever between your splash screen popping up and your application from showing. Let's say, it's 15 seconds or something, and that's just not acceptable for you. Well, the first step to solving that problem really is identifying what is taking so long. And that is, I'm not going to focus on that in this screencast. In fact, if you go back to this PDC session, they spend time helping you understand how to find the culprit of your slow startup. But in some cases, there's going to be no way around that startup time for that particular thing. In some cases, there will be, but you may hit a point where there's no way around it. Widget X takes 10 seconds to load, and it is what it is. Well, what you want to be able to do is take that piece, isolate it, and remove it from your main executable such that your main window will launch up almost instantaneously and then dynamically load that thing that takes a long time, and once it's ready, bring it into your main user interface. And that's what's going on here when I hit Control F5. You see this loading, right? My window showed immediately. We show this loading text, and then once this other piece of UI is ready, we bring it into the main window. And so that gives you this sort of staged approach to getting your application up and running and ready for the end user to interact with them. Splash screen, loading, UI, then bring in the final bits. And so as I mentioned, the way this works is that what we want to do is remove that longer loading piece out of the main executable and dynamically load it. So what I've done here is I have a user WPF user controls sitting in a WPF DLL project. Right? Its output is type class library. And when this application loads, it actually knows nothing about, sorry, let's go to the references here. Notice that it knows nothing about this actual UI DLL. In fact, the only thing it knows about is this assembly called commonformf. And what's going to happen, so I right-click this and say, you know, open in Windows Explorer, is my application is going to load up and look into a directory that I've just called mef-loaded-assemblies, load up the DLLs in this directory, and in this case, the DLL in the directory, and then find that main piece of user interface without explicitly knowing about it. And so the way that we do that is we use an interface. So you notice that this project references the commonformf, as does the other, and so they're both going to use this empty interface here as the contract that allows us this level of decoupling. And so in our main user control, I'm going ahead and using mef to export based on this interface. And then in our actual main executable, if I scroll to the top here, you'll notice on this line, line 28, that I'm using mef to import based on this user interface. And so when this application launches up, this is going to be null until the point where we actually load up the DLL that contains this user control and drop it into the main user interface. So let's just kind of step through this to see how all this works. So I've hit F5. Now we're in our main executable, main window, loaded event handler. Again, if I highlight over main user control, which ultimately will have a reference to an instance of this main UI content.xaml user control, it's currently null, which is exactly what we expect. So in order to keep the UI responsive, we want to load up this actual UII, I'm sorry, we want to load up this actual UI DLL on a background thread. So we're going to use a background worker. If I hit F5, we're now in our background worker's do work event handler. We'll step into here, and what we need to do is get the composition container for mef. And so notice what I've done here is I've just put a little debug statement. I have a little helper method to query and find out whether a DLL is loaded inside of our app domain. And so right now I've just proven that our actual UI is not loaded inside the app domain. Notice that it's false right here. And so next what I want to do is I want to use mef's directory catalog, which allows us to look at a directory and load up assemblies from that directory. And again, if we open this up in Windows Explorer, that is this directory. So we're going to look in this directory and load up assemblies. Now this is, in theory, where the overhead happens, right? Because let's say that this main UI content XAML user control references a bunch of other assemblies, and the startup cost of loading up all of those assemblies is what's high. Right, so we've pulled all that out, we put it in this external assembly, now it's loaded up, and you can see that we in fact have that assembly loaded this time. And then in this case, because I don't actually have anything real that incurs a long startup cost, I'm just putting a thread.sleep just to mimic this. So we say loading, 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 kind of user sitting there waiting. But again, this is happening on a background thread, so that main window is still responsive. And so next, we'll new up a composition container, passing it the catalog. And you know, the theory here is why not do it while on a background thread? Why not do as much as we can on the background thread as possible? And so ultimately, we're going to return the container to the main UI thread so it can be used to tell Meph to compose. So I'll hit F5 here. Now we're in the run worker completed event handler. So the result is what we returned from the do work event handler. And so what we can do is we can step through here and now just tell Meph to compose. So again, let's go back to the top here. Main user control is null. We know that the assembly is loaded. Now we just need to tell Meph to match up the imports and exports. So now we can see that main user control is no longer null. We actually have an instantiation of that user control. Right now, the content of our main window is still our loading user control. Now we're going to swap that out. And this is written such that the other user control will be garbage collected. I have a little tester in there to prove it. And so when I hit F5, there is our main UI. All right, so in summary, what we did is we showed you how to build a WPF application that embodies some of the best practices around improving perceived startup performance by using a splash screen, and then decoupling our main executable and our main window from the thing that actually incurs high startup cost, therefore enabling the main window to load as soon as possible, and then using managed extensibility framework, dynamically loading up a user control and bringing it into our main user interface once it's ready.